This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been a crazy week, and it is now Friday.
Yeah.
That's it. It's raining. The end.
Did it rain on your way in?
It was drizzling. Yeah,
it's wet out there, but yeah. I didn't...
Oh, no active rain happening.
I mean, my car was soaked. The ground was soaked.
That's good.
My windshield wipers were on and off, but it wasn't... I had a minute where I went, oh, man, I gotta leave early.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you don't want any trouble. I did see one. There was something going on the north end of the bridge as I was getting on.
Uh-huh.
Like a car in.
Golden Gate?
Yeah. But that was really the only thing. I always expect to see, like, people spun off on the side of the road and,
There was some serious accidents. Yeah. Like around Dixon, there was some serious stuff with lanes closed down.
Well, they do say when it starts to rain, the roads
there was
are
a car
extra
engulfed,
slippery.
Or a truck engulfed in flames.
Oh, my God. Well, take it easy out there. Do give yourself a couple extra minutes because people do drive kind of crazy when, like, why is the road shiny?
I can't see the lines.
Yeah. So nice, though. Yesterday, I turned off my irrigation. I always look forward to that day every year. Don't have to water anything anymore.
Irrigation, you call it.
Irrigation? Right.
No. Most people call it sprinklers.
Right.
Well, mine aren't sprinklers. They're the little drip line thing.
Yeah, we get it. You're fancy.
Right. You got
you're fancy pants.
Damn right I am. Freaking garden. That
you
garden
got a
better,
compound going on over
better
there.
Better be the best goddamn
like,
garden that I ever walked.
What?
You don't have one of those metal handle things with the little prong on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
You just turn the... All right, we're on.
No, all my crap's on a timer. Most,
all right.
Most people have it. You have that.
Do
I'm
you
sure
have,
at your new house.
What do you have in your backyard?
No idea.
I'm sure you have a full-on irrigation. If they did that backyard, you have a timer somewhere in your yard that you need to examine and figure out how to work. And probably turn off right now. I'm sure it's going off in the middle of the night.
I'll probably have a little more time this weekend to deal with that.
Yeah.
We've been a little busy.
I've actually heard that the rain is not going to be nearly what they had thought.
Anticipated, yeah.
That's what we got a late story yesterday that said that. So, we'll see. Yeah. I hope. Actually, let me look up at Tahoe and see what the heck I mean to say. Because we don't want any letters to the new boss. She hasn't even parked in an office yet.
No. She likes the station, though. That's good news.
You think she has the best parking spot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Is she taking over that office right over there?
I would hope so. That's the best office in the building.
I don't know.
It's a little empty room and stuff.
Right. Hardwood floors?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well.
It's a nice office.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the best view, though.
No, but...
These guys have pretty good views right here.
I know. Actually, that corner office right there is... I think that's the best
Michael
office.
Martin's office. And he actually decorated that, like...
Yo, it's groovy.
He did his own thing.
Yeah. Right. He got a custom desk. And, well, he's Michael Martin, you know?
Yeah. What was I going to... Oh, yeah, Tahoe's
now. Powerful man.
Guy, the maintenance guys are like, what? We got to do what now?
Yeah.
And Jane's like, I have to move.
Yeah, I know. Remember when Jane had the corner office? Poor Jane. That sucks. It
that
sucks
boot,
when you got
girl.
A great when you have a great office and someone's like, oh, you know what, I'm taking that office. You
I
are?
Had this dream a couple weeks ago and I only remembered it now because you said that. No, it's very short, very brief.
Too bad.
But the dream was that they kicked us out of our office.
Oh.
And the guys from the people from 102.1 took our office. And we had to go down to the ghetto where we do the secret show.
Oh.
And it was such a bummer. I
102.1, isn't that the classical station?
No.
That's
I listen to it all the time.
It's throwback hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, hip-hop.
Right.
KBRQ.
You're always talking about that
Which,
station.
Which, because they're coming
right.
to our building.
Yep.
And so I had a dream that they kicked us out of our office and we had to go somewhere else.
Wow.
I was so bummed.
We would have a window, and we're pretty settled in there. Like, it would be actually hard to move out. I mean, it would take a dumpster to get rid of all the stuff that's accumulated
in there. I get to see all the accidents that occur on the corner here.
No, there's always some. We'll just be sitting in the office and you hear or screaming, and you look out the window,
sirens,
and it's always an Uber.
I wouldn't say that.
Come on,
Come on, Uber's good.
I know, but it's not their fault. I'm sure someone just pissed off and rams into them.
Or they just stopped for a client.
That's
or
what
whatever.
I mean. Yeah, it's a crazy little intersection. And it's a weird intersection, too, because like, there's a driveway that empties into it and a street beside that. Like, Vallejo and our driveway are right there. And then there's
The no-stop signs.
The
no lights.
It's really crazy.
Pedestrians and the homeless people, of course.
Of course,
that's always
there's everybody.
Interesting.
Plus, it's a big smoking area. A lot of
that's
like around the corner. Yeah. Everyone's got a smoke right there, and there's that little garden area on the other side where people smoke.
I was thinking yesterday, you and me totally kissed Tommy goodbye in the middle of the street. There we are in the middle of the street, kissing Tommy. I go goodbye.
Yeah, not caring if there were cars waiting to go or we're hugging.
I look
and kissing,
back and go, God, that was dumb.
It was dumb.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing snow on the summit.
Oh.
Donner Summit.
Well, maybe they got it all last night.
Yeah, I mean,
it
don't know.
It seems like the most of the rain.
Squabbly
I actually
road.
Heard
that,
that it's supposed to be, like, really nice this weekend. Like, some scattered showers today, and then tomorrow and Sunday, like, sunny days.
There's some early morning showers, they're saying, but then it'll be clearing, I think, early morning for Sunday as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not seeing snow on ground level.
Oh.
Not on the cameras. So did you guys go to Levi's and did you find anything?
I didn't. They didn't have what I wanted. I wanted the 501s.
She went right.
The button flies, like the original ones. And they didn't have any that I wanted in the dark blue.
Yeah, she was looking for something really specific.
Got,
I did. I found like three pairs of jeans.
Good
and
for
some
you.
Chonies. You bought chonies for your kid?
I did. My kid needs some new chonies.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, like there they were. And I was like, oh, well, let me just grab those.
Right.
You know, I got other people to think about besides
me.
Yeah. I told John I would get him some pants, but then as we started talking about it and he was telling me this and telling me, I was like, you can just get your own pants.
Get your own.
Like, I can't possibly remember all that. And, you know, because he's a short guy, so he wants to have a 29 leg, which I don't know.
29?
That's what he wants, a 29 leg.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Well, he's short.
He's not that short.
Well, he wants a 29 leg.
Okay. So he wants short pants.
He wants short pants. And I go, I think they have a tailor there. And
they do. That's the actual beauty of it. And you really do want
them to get fitted.
A certain stitch.
Yep. Yeah.
The whole thing. You want them to do it right.
Yeah.
We met the tailor yesterday.
Yeah. There's only a few places that have the right sewing machine to do it right.
Like heavy duty?
Yeah. Like
and to make
places,
it look like your mom didn't do it, like that they, you know, it looks like a real
You
Levi's
want the right
cuff.
Stitch done, and there's only a few places that can do that.
Right.
And so it's pretty cool. You go to Levi's, you get measured up.
Tommy got a pair.
Did he?
It's
he's
hard
36,
for him, too.
36.
He's a 36.
Well, he's a big dude.
He is. He's
6'5".
Yeah.
He's so goofy, too. We were watching watching him change as his head was...
I know.
You could see his head.
His whole head was above the door of the changing area.
I was actually bummed yesterday.
I was like, that's weird.
That we didn't get to have him on the Secret Show again.
I know. He's fun. He's interesting.
He's a... I bet there are a lot of stories we have yet to pull from him.
You know. He's got... There's some depth there. But he'll be... I mean,
He'll be back in a couple weeks, so we'll do it then.
We'll do it then. But it was fun hanging out with him. Just, you know, because I think you learn a lot about people when you watch them trying on clothes and what they're looking for and what they're, you know.
Just walking down the street, he's so goofy.
I know. Well, he's just so big.
I know.
He walks like everything's wagging around. And,
yeah.
And he's
wagging
like,
around?
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
Like he's,
he walks with his arms like.
Like I've never really walked anywhere with him before. And he's like talking to both
bouncy.
Of us. And we're like, you know, kind of lagging behind. He's got these long legs and we're kind of lagging behind. So he's still like turn and kind of talk to you and then turns this way and kind of talks to you. And it's like.
Well, he's a drummer. They are insane.
Yeah.
There's no question.
There is
They're
no
the
question
most
about
crazy
that.
Crazy people of all the musicians.
He's trying on jackets and he's telling us how slim he is. I'm looking at him like, really? he's buttoning the thing, trying to like,
we're like, the, oh, mm, no, that's too small that's for you.
No, goes, no, this but, is how I like this. I don't want it to blouse out on me.
And we go, no.
Yeah, let's look at a bigger size.
Yeah, let's get it extra large.
Boy,
maybe.
He made a mistake bringing you two.
No, he didn't make a mistake. We were telling him the truth. Like, that's too small for you, dude.
We saved him some money.
Right. We did.
Like, you don't need to buy that.
No, that's not, you don't need that.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, it was fun. We had a good time. Oh, and thank you to Cost Plus World Market.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sent a huge basket over yesterday. We're doing their live spots for them. And God, I would anyway. I love them so much. But then Lindsay, or who showed up? It wasn't Lindsay.
I was doing my Marine call.
One of the AEs showed up with this huge, I could actually hear it coming. I go, God, what's someone lugging in here? Huge basket full of stuff. It was fantastic. We got some new coffee mugs out of it. Did you see all those new mugs in there?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, it's great. Anytime we have a guest now, we can offer him a new mug.
Did you bring those snacks home?
I brought a few snacks home. Absolutely. Right. Oh, my God. But I left a ton of stuff here.
Put them under the desk.
There was so much stuff.
It was in my way. So I'm like, right. I'm going to put this under here. Anybody wants anything?
I had to kick it,
from underneath.
I had to kick it sideways this morning, get it out of my out of my foot well, my knee well, whatever that is. Anyway.
Oh, someone's asking, where's the Levi place? Can't get store-bought jeans because of my 36, 40-inch inseam. Tommy had a hard time with it. There was one pair in the store.
Yeah, you should go online. There was a very limited selection
you
at
should
this place.
Go, yeah, you should go to the Market Street location for Levi's. That place has it all.
Right.
And what they don't have out, they've got a huge...
What?
I just heard something. They have a huge back stock of stuff, so... That store is the one.
Right.
And so, and
this one was little. It's right in Levi's Plaza.
And they've got a tailor right there on site. You walk, you take your jeans from the cash register, you walk to the tailor, they try them on you, they measure them out,
and boom. They stitch them right there.
No, well, they'll do them and you'll have to come back and get them.
Oh, I see.
But it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Because they have the right machines to make the pants look like you bought them that way.
But you said you do a lot of Levi's stuff online.
Yeah, well, I've been buying Express jeans lately because they've been fitting me well, but I still do have to take them to the tailor sometimes to get exactly what I want. But I have been looking for the button fly. That's the most important thing right now that I
want to
buy.
Yeah, it's so funny that you want the button fly.
Yeah.
So don't want
like
the
it.
Well, if you grew up with it, it becomes the thing.
Exactly. I had a few of them, and I just always thought, what a pain in the ass this is.
All right.
I just want to zip it up.
We don't have to fight about it.
Oh, no. We're not. Are we?
Well, a couple times. And, you know, sometimes I forget to zip up my zipper.
Oh.
I do.
Really?
I'll be like, oh. Or it just comes down, and I'm like, oh. Where's that? So I like the button fly.
I guess, you know, if that's what it's going to take to make you remember to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be walking around.
I should practice
with
wearing chonies, too. That would help.
That would.
Yeah.
Also, because then at least.
Right.
That's what you say.
Nobody wants you to wear those.
Well, I'm not wearing them today, so good thing for that. It's Friday.
Let me see what you got on today.
I just.
Stand up. Let's see if her zipper's down.
No, it's up. What are these? Levi's? Are these Levi's?
No, they're something else.
Oh, I think they're from Stitch Fix. There's some...
Those are cute.
The phone's ringing. It's HR for you.
What? Because, hey, she's the one who told me she's not wearing underwear.
We kind of had a discussion about that this morning.
We did.
HR for you. God, it's such an environment now.
I'm sorry we're making you uncomfortable, Vinny. Please don't report us to HR.
Yeah.
Think about it. We, as a show, the three of us all get along and have for 20 years, but just think about the environment we're currently in. It's ridiculous.
We have conversations that are beyond, that in any other setting would be so far beyond appropriate that we'd all just immediately be struck by lightning. But somehow, I mean...
Well, and look,
take that off slower, Vinny.
Yeah,
I would
he's
never...
taking off his jacket. Take it off slower.
Come on, man.
And
make
it laugh. Put your boobies out, please.
I'm not out to defend any of these dudes, but the fact that that person remembered what Dustin Hoffman said specifically and how cheesy the line was of all the... Like, to hear that, you just go, what the hell is going on in that place? And it was... What was that? The 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That lady said something soft-boiled...
Mm. Lady area.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know. But the fact that she does remember it word for word is a mark of how inappropriate and surprising and clearly horrifying it was for her. Yeah. Like, that's a, you know, that's not what you say
no.
to some 17-year-old person. I don't know.
I don't think you say that to anybody, really. What,
I mean, don't either.
Is there a scenario
John
where
could
if your
say
husband
it to me,
and I, you would go,
I would
hey.
Laugh.
You would?
I guess so, because I think that there would be, I don't know. All I have to say is, I said it to John, I'm like, God, with all this stuff going on, because we were talking about just some of the new stuff that's happening and all the accusations that are flying around. I'm like, I'm just, thank you for not being a dude like that. Like, I've never had to worry that he was going to grope someone or
right.
or be bogus. I just, ugh.
He does spend his days around a guy named Dick all day, too.
He does.
So.
Dick and Chumley, I mean, you know.
That could
I'm
get
sure
ugly.
The temptation is there.
Wow.
Hey, Dick.
It's ripe for lines.
Dick is hot.
Yeah. It's ripe for lines, no doubt.
Yeah. Dick's probably listening right now. Hey, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
How you doing? Dick loves this show. Yeah. He has to. He doesn't bring it up ever, but I can tell he loves it, like when he wins Maroon 5 tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he won those?
That's so
told
funny.
Told him later. I'm like, oh, so you
what
listening
he say?
To the show this morning. He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, good for you. Congratulations. Have fun at the Maroon 5 show. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, my God. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
I'll see you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.